You're listening to Your Raw.
Your Raw.
Your Raw.
On 12:51 AM.
This is The Alternative View, your home of everything a little bit different, and it's time for Indie Game of the Week. We'll have a cheer for that one. Yeah. Basically, every week what I like to do is showcase or spotlight a game on the internet, or, well, an independent game, a game not made by a big money studio with, you know, masses of people and power behind it. Something a little bit different. So what I've got this week is, well, it's a bit of a frustrating game, to be honest, and it's one that we're quite interesting, but it's one that I am actually quite good at, because it's a game called Quop. So basically, this is like a ragdoll game where you control, you basically control like the limbs of a kind of, well, a runner in a race, and you basically just have to like, it sounds easy, you basically control his limbs with OWQMP or QWOP, Q-W-O-P, and you have to make him run. Sounds straightforward, it really isn't. So what I'm going to do now for you is hopefully try and run 100 metres and maybe like narrate a bit of it for you. Right, QWOP, you can do this. OWQP, QWOP. The odds were against him. No one thought he could reach the final of the Olympic 100 metres running on his own. They said he couldn't even walk. They mocked him for his running style, said he was useless. But now he's here. He's defied all of those haters who are going to hate him. He's running like he's never run before. And who cares if he's stone dead last? Who cares if his 100 metre time is so embarrassing that even a deer that hasn't learned to walk yet would be humiliated to be associated with such a time in 100 metres? Because that doesn't matter to QWOP. It's taking part that matters to him. He's grown up in a country where seemingly there was so little... Oh, he's fallen over. No, it's all gone horribly wrong. It's not going well. What can you say apart from like... Sorry, QWOP. Here's Foles.